From Colorado Public Radio, I'm Ryan Warner, and this is Colorado Matters. This election, voters in seven poor school districts will decide whether to accept a deal from the state. It goes like this. If voters agree to raise property taxes to repair old school buildings, the state will also contribute, anywhere from a dollar-for-dollar match to as much as 7-to-1. No school district that's eligible has turned this deal down, except one, Mapleton, which includes Thornton and Commerce City, north of Denver. This year, it's trying again, possibly for the last time. Colorado Public Radio's Zachary Barr reports as we cover Election 2010.
The number of students attending York International School in Thornton is growing, but the school's building is not. To see one example of the problem this creates, you have to go outside the building and onto the blacktop, where high school students study inside rented trailers.
Downward slope, upward slope, and no slope.
This one, number three here, is a science lab, and it is nothing near being what a high school science lab should be.
Susan Gerhardt is the school's director.
There's carpet in it. You're not supposed to have that. There's no running water. We have no lab tables or anything for Bunsen burners or gas or anything like that.
Over at the Skyview campus, the problem goes beyond inadequate space. Chief Operations Officer Don Herman points to a leaky roof, moldy-smelling hallways, and an electrical system that frequently blows fuses. And the pool? It's in danger of collapse.
We got a structural engineer to look at it. He said, you need to immediately drain this pool and abandon it, which we did.
The pool is not slated to be repaired. School officials say there are more pressing needs, like new classrooms. The money to do that would come half from taxpayers and half in matching funds from the state's Building Excellent Schools Today program, or BEST. Carrie Kennedy is the state treasurer. Her office runs the program.
For the first time ever, the state is really helping the poorest communities around the state repair and replace their aging infrastructure. When it's fully implemented, BEST will provide $1 billion in school construction.
For some time, Mapleton officials have been making it known that they want new buildings. But for the past 3 years, voters have decided not to pony up. During that same period of time, the district received accolades for revamping its schools and improving student achievement. But despite that positive news, Superintendent Charlotte Ciancio says the aging infrastructure is interfering with kids' ability to keep up. And she says 4 straight years of campaigning have taken a toll on staff.
We're looking forward to the day when we're actually just be able to dig up the ground and start building new buildings and get back to focusing on what our real work is, which is classroom instruction.
But in these last few days before November 2nd, Ciancio and other supporters have been rallying. They've gone door to door, put up signs urging yes for Mapleton, and invited undecided voters to a free spaghetti dinner. Tim Van Binsbergen is managing the campaign. He takes the mic and tells guests the situation is critical.
This is it. Time's up. State says, you know what? If your community doesn't care about the children, then you don't get any more money. This is our last chance for $32 million.
Charles Champion is in the audience, and he's already made up his mind.
We're already paying overboard for our property tax now. And you think I'm going to vote to be raised again? I don't think so.
Champion's wife, Dolores, is here too, but the free food isn't winning her over either.
We've lived here 51 years. Our children have gone through the school system. In 51 years, don't you think we have paid our part?
If the measure passes, the Champions, who own a $200,000 house, will pay about $44 more each year. Some commercial property owners also question the new tax. And in a nutshell, this is what Mapleton is up against. How do you convince people who don't get a direct benefit from new schools to pay for them anyway? Don Herman pitches it this way.
As the schools go, the community goes. So if you do care about your community and want to invest in your community, you're going to invest in the school.
This argument makes sense to Beto Weber, who says he's voting for the tax. He works at Carniceria del Norte, a butcher shop and corner store.
Para la ciudad es una mejora. Para los alumnos y para todos.
Weber says new schools would be an improvement for students and for everyone. But if the majority of voters disagree, the money will likely go elsewhere. That's because there's already a long line hoping for a chance to take the state's money. In addition to the 7 districts voting on BEST grants this year, about 100 more across Colorado say they need new buildings too.
Now, apart from the 7 school districts Zach mentioned, 22 others have tax hikes before voters, like South Route, south of Steamboat Springs.
The state's been cutting back what they're able to give districts.
Dina Murray is the district's business manager.
We're at a point now where we need our community to let us know if they want us to reduce our services, or are they willing to pay a little more to cover those reductions.
South Route is asking for about $350,000 in new property taxes annually. Murray knows the tough economy means some people will vote no, but she's hopeful.
We feel like overall we're seeing support, and you know we're pretty sure it may be enough to pass the mill levy override, but you know we're just not sure. It's going to be tight, that's for sure.
So in all, 29 districts are asking voters to increase taxes for schools. Jane Urschel is following this. She's with the Colorado Association of School Boards. And we asked her if 29 districts going to voters is a lot.
No, actually in 2008, there were more districts on the ballot asking for over $2.5 billion in bonds and asking for over $200 million in mill levies. And even though that was a terrible year after Black September, when the housing bubble burst and the economy went in the tank, districts did get over $1 billion. About half of those elections passed.
What would be a success rate, 50% you say, in a pretty bad economic year of 08? What is the success rate in a good economic year?
I would say probably 70%.
Okay.
Maybe even higher in a good economic year.
We heard just a moment ago from South Route, which is just south of Steamboat Springs. And, you know, they're going to voters because state funding has been cut. They're looking to kind of fill the gap. What are some other reasons districts are coming to voters at this point?
Well, that's certainly a big reason, because the state has cut K-12 education significantly over the last couple of years. Also, the federal dollars are drying up. That would be the American Recovery Act, and it would be the Jobs Act. And we don't think that we can expect more dollars coming from that source. Colorado's economy is expected to recover slowly. School districts know that. And then finally, 3 districts are going to the ballot to safeguard their districts from the reduction that Amendment 61, which is also on the ballot, would bring about, because it limits what districts can borrow and it limits the amount of debt that they can go into.
It doesn't appear that 61 is going to pass, according to most polls. So in that case, what was a safeguard will just be an extra source of revenue.
Well, that's true, but this was a situation that districts had never faced before, and so some of them wanted to have a safeguard.
Just looking at the list of some of these districts this time around, some of the larger ones, Boulder Valley, Littleton, Summit, Aspen, Brighton, Poudre, Durango.
Yeah.
I noticed that most of them deal with raising property taxes.
Yeah, I think we have to make a distinction in these elections. 20 districts are going for mill levy elections, and 9 are going for bond elections. 1 district is going for both. That's Poudre in Fort Collins. A bond election is about bricks and mortar. It's about building new schools, classrooms, cafeterias, auditoriums, etc. The mill levy elections are for operating expenses and the operating budget. And that's for hiring staff, and it's for programs, and it's for lowering class size, things like, and technology.
Does this system lead to a kind of inequality? That is, some districts will win,
right,
and some districts will not.
Yes.
But does this create an inequity?
It certainly does. And we've been heading towards that inequity for some years. We need a new school finance act. We need a new way to fund public education so that we, in fact, do have that equity.
Jane, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Jane Urschel is Deputy Executive Director of the Colorado Association of School Boards. This conversation is part of our Election 2010 coverage. And you'll find all our election-related stories and interviews at cpr.org.